Never Ending Radio Show, Recovery, Recharge.
I had to have God's help. It's about this relationship with this power. It's a very paradoxical thing. I'll give you another exercise. I've given you some great exercises, haven't I? Here's another one. Make a list of the areas currently in which you're playing God. Because in order to get God's help, what do we have to do? I had to quit playing God, didn't I? Everyone in here, we all got them. You got some areas, you're playing God. And the book goes on to tell me why you and I got to quit playing God. Because it, me playing God, doesn't work. Because I'm not God. Then it talks about that relationship. God's going to be my director, and you take a dictionary and you look up those words so you're clear on them. Going to be the director, and I'm going to be the actor. Going to be the principal, I'm going to be the agent. How come we don't talk about that? What's it like to be an agent for God? You ever look up that word? You know what that word is? And you look that word up? It means someone who has been empowered to act for someone else.
Oh, heaven forbid, we don't want to act like that. There wouldn't be any humility in that.
Really? Why do you think the book uses it? God is my principal. I am God's agent.
What heresy he's committing.
No, I'm not. More of us need to stand on that. You do this work, you're an agent of God in every area of your life. Relationships and in the meetings, how you pay tax, everything. You are an agent of God. Of and for God, that power comes through you. Stand on that, claim that. That false humility, oh, I'll always be recovering. No, you won't. See, I'm a recovered alcoholic.
Oh, no, heresy.
Started on the title page. Take a Concordia, look up. How many times the big book used the word recovery? It's only once or twice. Use the word recovered. I have recovered from a hopeless state of mind and body. Now, if I lie to you, it's not because of whiskey. It's because I'm a liar.
It's the never-ending.